A very good morning to you. Mary Fagan here with you this morning on Horizons. On the programme, we focus on homelessness and creating awareness around that. We also look at mental health awareness. And this is Mission Month. We're getting ready for our Mission Month webinar. I chat to Father Tim Galvin, home from South Sudan. First up, homelessness. Regina Baylor, thank you very much for joining me this morning on Horizons.
You're more than welcome, Mary.
Regina, I know that you work in the management of Threshold, the Tenancy Protection Service. Is homelessness a problem in the Kerry Cork area, Regina?
It's absolutely huge. I'll just give you a little bit of background about Threshold. It was set up in 1978 by Father Donal O'Mahony, initially around the Dublin area that he was working with to improve standards of housing and to stop evictions. Now, his work went to Cork and then to Galway, so we have offices in Cork, Dublin and Galway. January 2015, we set up the Regional Tenancy Protection Service that covers Cork City, Cork County and Kerry area. Now, we have had a huge amount of notices of terminations and rent increases both in Cork and Kerry. And I suppose in Kerry, what we see is 70% of the notices of terminations are not valid.
What does that mean, Regina, when they're not valid?
For a notice to be valid, it must comply with the Residential Tenancies Act 2004 as amended. Now, if a person wants to sell their property or if they want to move in themselves or if they want to do renovations, then they must serve a valid notice of termination, but it must be also accompanied by what we call a statutory declaration signed by a peace commissioner or a solicitor stating this is what they intend to do. Now, it can become complicated. And we find that 70% of the notices that come in from Kerry are not valid. Kerry County Council sends every single notice of termination that comes into them to Threshold to be validated or to be told they're not valid. And that would save a family from going into homeless accommodation maybe for 9 months, reducing the budget for the emergency accommodation for Kerry County Council.
So just kind of putting it bluntly, landlords are probably trying to get rid of tenants to charge higher prices or whatever. There's a proper system if a tenant has to leave where they're living.
Absolutely. In Kerry now at the moment, thanks to Threshold and Kerry County Council, anyone who goes into homeless accommodation will have had a valid notice of termination. The same for rent reviews. Kerry County Council and the HAP section send us the rent reviews, and if they're valid, then obviously the client or the tenant may have to pay the higher rent. If they're not valid, then the landlord must issue a brand new rent review.
When you say HAP, H-A-P, what does that stand for?
That's the housing assistance payment. Anyone who's on Kerry County Council are entitled to the housing assistance payment. The tenant would pay Kerry County Council an amount based on their income, and then Kerry County Council would make a contribution towards their rent. But the HAP rates are so low in Kerry, not only do the tenants have to pay a contribution, they also have to pay a top-up privately to the landlord. Now, the rates for the HAP assistance have not risen in Kerry since 2016. And the majority of the rent arrears cases that we have at the moment from Kerry are those who cannot afford the top-up.
Mm-hmm. In the past, when we thought about homelessness, we would think about maybe people with social problems, with alcohol addiction problems, out on the streets, not able to find some place to live. When I chat to you, Regina, you're looking at families where they just cannot afford to pay the rent.
That is correct. We have families and they could have 3 or 4 or 5 or even 6 children living on property for maybe 10 years. They get a valid notice of termination, or else they will get a rent increase that is above their HAP limit. At the moment, if you're on HAP, a couple with four children. Now, for a house in Tralee, three-bedroomed house, you're talking nearly €1,000. The HAP limit is 575.
That's a month.
Mm-hmm. That is a month. Therefore, it's leaving a shortfall of over €400 that they have to find apart from the contribution that's based on their income. That's not sustainable. And there's families who would never have thought they would be going into homeless services are going into homeless services because they cannot afford the rents. The HAP rates have not risen since 2016. And then it's costing the council money to put them into hotel rooms. But you have a whole family maybe in a large hotel room and there's no place to do their laundry, not enough places for the children to do their homework. There's no cooking facilities in these hotel rooms. So everything is processed or fast food or to heat it up in a microwave. So the standard of living just goes way down.
A big social problem that's happening all over the country. What can we do?
We can lobby the government, and Threshold does lobby the government to increase the HAP rates. At the moment, people in Kerry can get a 20% uplift to their HAP payment, but that is not enough with the rising rents. What we are lobbying for is the councils to allow us on a case-by-case basis, if a family is going to become homeless just for the sake of maybe €100 per month of a rent increase, it's going to cost the emergency accommodation services much more to put them into homeless services. So that we're hoping that we can get a higher uplift on a case-by-case basis per family.
Threshold is lobbying. What can the general public do? What can they do around this?
Well, if anybody wants to donate from Kerry to Threshold, go onto our website and they can donate money online.
And they can also be part of the political lobbying around homelessness.
Absolutely. It's everyone's responsibility to help the vulnerable. And that's what Father Donal O'Mahony set up Threshold to do. In this day and age, with all the legislation there and the Residential Tenancies Act to protect tenants' rights, people who cannot pay their rent because their rent has gone up so much, they can't be literally protected until things change. Now, in Killarney, Killarney's gone into a rent pressure zone, so any property in Killarney for rent increases are very much limited at the moment. But in Tralee and the Jingle, the surrounding areas, they can be put up to market rent. I have a client in the Kerry area whose rent is going up from €700 per month to €1,000 per month. €300 per month that somebody, some family have to find to keep the roof over their head.
And I was looking at some of your figures, and in all cases, if you were paying mortgage on property, it would be cheaper than your rent.
That is correct.
So, Regina, you started with the church. It was a pre-set up Threshold. What is the current ethos of Threshold?
To look after people, especially people who are vulnerable and are facing homelessness. They need our support and they need our expertise in the legislation. But most of all, they need to be able to ring us and find us, that we are there for them. When people are facing homelessness, they're at their most vulnerable. And we look after them and we treat them with dignity.
Regina Baylor, thank you very much for chatting to me this morning. Great work. And we'll add to the awareness here this morning on Horizons.
Thank you very much, Mary. Bye now.
Fum Lee, Aisa Glan Macrisha.
Aisa Glan Macrisha, Gagli. Oh,
Roger Harty, thank you very much for joining me this morning on Horizons. Roger, you're very interested in Julian of Norwich. Tell me why.
I suppose, Mary, I was quite unwell around 2004, 2005 with severe depression. And I began to look at ways of just changing my life and doing things that would enhance my life. And I got kind of more attracted to things that gave me positive energy. And my brother Tom, who died 4 years ago, God rest him, September 2017. Tom lived in Norwich and he was living in Norwich. And I got involved, I suppose, with a guy, listening to a guy called Eckhart Tolle, who wrote the book, The Power of Now, which was the power of being present. And there was a kind of a mystical aspect to that of becoming the present energy of what we are. And if we can get that energy to vibrate in a well way, then we're on a good track. So through that then, and with Tom living in Norwich, I actually heard of a lady called Julian of Norwich. And I was over in Norwich one day, and I actually came across St. Julian's Church, where St. Julian is actually called after. Now, I have given it a bit of a misnomer there, because Julian of Norwich, they actually don't know her name. She was an anchoress that was attached to that church around 1343. Which we're talking a long, long time ago, and she was an anchoress, and they don't even know her name.
What is an anchoress?
An anchoress was basically a person, usually a lady, who was connected with a church but wasn't a priest or a nun very often. They were maybe connected at some level, but they would live in the church and they lived in silence in the church, and they often had just a little window. They might have a cat. And their daily needs were met, and they spent their whole day in the presence of God and the connection with God.
And getting back to you yourself, you found yourself in this church, in this place, and this woman has special meaning for you.
She had special meaning because, first of all, it was ultimately her message. And we live in a world now of computers, we live in a world of speed and fast. And you know, if you look to live in the computer world, you pay a lot of money for these search engines. But if you type "all shall be well" into your Google right now, who will pop up but Julian of Norwich? And to me, there's a certain fascination in that, that despite 600 years and be dead 600 years, she's at the top of the Google list of wellness, of "all shall be well." And that's all you have to do. And then you can read all about her. And as I said, she was nameless. She got her name from St. Julian's Church, because of being an anchoress onto this church, and she had a mystical connection with God. And we all live with trials and tribulations. I'm very simple in my approach. If I go, "all shall be well," as it feeds through my body, I get an energy of wellness because I'm feeding myself with wellness. And I would suggest just try the opposite. Very simple, "all shall not be well." Now, which actually makes you feel better? Give me "all shall be well." And my mother used to use a phrase one time, very simple phrase. She used to say, "You're better off looking up than looking down." So I would always go that, "all shall be well." And furthermore, "all manner of things shall be well."
And this is particularly pertinent because next week is Mental Health Week.
Yes. So we often look outside for advice on mental health and we go to people. But one of the greatest healers of ourselves is ourselves. And if we feed ourselves on a fairly continuous basis, that no matter what is going on in my life, that wellness is going to be the final result. And that was the message of Julian of Norwich. And really, I suppose, it has worked for me. And if I feel something works for me, I just want to share that message and share the message of Julian of Norwich. And we have to really as well, and it's very pertinent at the moment, we have to look at the context and the time in which she lived. Believe it or not, Julian of Norwich lived in a time of the Black Plague. 20 to 30 million people in Europe were killed and died of the Black Plague. And they didn't know the answer, and they didn't have modern medicine like we have now. So more than ever, I think Julian of Norwich is very relevant to all our lives now. In a time of COVID, in a time of difficulty, these people had unbelievable difficulties, and Julian of Norwich lived through that.
How are you feeling yourself, Roger, about COVID?
Well, I often look at the message even of COVID, that it's, for instance, like God or higher power telling us maybe to look at life in a different way, maybe not to be racing, maybe just to slow down, bring gratitude. We always hear about gratitude for the doctors and the nurses and the people in our lives. And gratitude, again, is like wellness. All shall be well. And that there's an inner wellness, there's an inner healing within our own bodies. If we just simply give ourselves the space to connect with that. If you listen to the word of Jesus, be still and know that I am God. But we all hear that, but actually applying it, and stillness, mysticism, giving time for our higher power and not to be running and racing.
Roger Harty, thanks for talking to me this morning.
Thank you very much, Mary. Lovely to talk to you.
After the break, I have a feature interview with Father Tim Galvin, one of our Mission Month webinar guests.